At the back of the House of Delights, the new and exclusive Chinese restaurant in town, was the exotic herb and spice shop. The building was located at the mouth of the Wooly River, at the southern end of the business district, near the train station. The paper that Barnes had handed to Anna had the address and a note saying, "Go round the back." A chime tinkled as they opened the door to the small store. The three were immediately overwhelmed by the variety of unusual smells. It was crowded and dark in the shop. Behind the counter, tall shelves lined the walls with large tins labeled with Chinese characters. There was a door at the back of the shop. Sounds from the kitchen of the restaurant could be heard behind it. Sitting on a tall stool behind the counter was an older, dark-haired Asian woman with timeless beauty, wearing a tight, sleeveless red silk dress, smoking a cigarette on a long cigarette holder. "May I help you?" she said in unaccented English. Anna approached the counter, followed by Lam and O'Malley.
"Jack Barnes suggested that we visit you," Anna said without emotion.
The shopkeeper looked her up and down.
"I bet he did," she replied with the same even tone. "And with your priest, no less."
She produced a small packet from beneath the counter.
"If this doesn't work, one of you is sterile."
She slid the packet to Anna.
"That will be $5.
"You misunderstand," the doctor chimed in. "Barnes said you could help us locate some exotic plants." The woman glanced at him with an amused expression.
"Did he? And what might you be looking for?"
"We're looking for dragon's blood. Is that correct?"
O'Malley looked to Anna for confirmation.
"Yes," Anna replied. "We are looking for dragon's blood."
"What do you want it for?"
"We are trying to banish a demon," Anna said pointedly, as if sarcastic. "Why do you need to know?"
The composure of the woman behind the counter did not waver.
"Dragon's blood is a pretty generic name. I have many things that might meet your needs. Can you give me any more details? What are you supposed to do with it?"
"It is supposed to be mixed with goat's rue and the five-leaved flower of light,"
O'Malley blurted out to the startled looks of his companions,
"and then thrown on the demon when it appears."
The woman tapped her lips with a finger for a moment, produced a small ceramic bowl from beneath the counter, and then turned and walked into the shadows at the rear of the shop. When she returned a few minutes later, the bowl was filled with some yellow roots and reddish leaves.
"Dragon's blood has been used for centuries for digestive problems. This was imported from Persia."
She began to grind the contents of the bowl with a marble pestle.
"The five-leaved flower of light is the name for several herbal remedies. Some believe that the wild strawberry is such an herb, but they are mistaken."
She glanced toward the bowl.
"These roots produce a hallucinogenic effect, said to reveal the spirits. The usual method is to ingest or smoke the mixture."
"You do not seem surprised by our inquiry," the doctor said.
"It is not uncommon for people to come here looking for access to the supernatural."
She examined the bowl and continued grinding.
"But few have had such specific instructions."
She leaned closer.
"And even fewer are sent to me by Jack."
O'Malley was about to speak, but the woman shook her head.
"You do not need to know."
"What of goat's rue?"
Anna asked. The Asian woman's eyes flashed as she looked up.
"It was common in ancient times to include unnecessary ingredients in order to reveal the imposters from the real sorcerers. Goat's rue is a common weed. It would add nothing to your compound. If anything, it would dilute it."
"Or extend it," Lam interjected, "to increase the quantity of material in order to disperse it over a wider area."
"Sorcery does not work that way, Dr. Lam."
Lam was startled.
How did she know his name? "The ingredients are not the spell. They are the medium. The real magic comes from the caster."
Without warning, a needle appeared in her hand.
"You must each provide a drop of blood."
Lam, O'Malley, and Anna looked at each other, and then back at the woman.
"You must each contribute a drop of blood to empower the mixture and assert your control over it. Without the blood, it will not work."
She noticed the doctor staring at the needle. She flicked the thumb of her other hand into the forefinger, and a small blue flame burst from the tip of the thumb. She held the point of the needle into the flame until it glowed, and then glanced back at the doctor.